The launch of China's Shenzhou-12 manned mission is scheduled for Thursday morning Beijing time. Nie Haisheng, Liu Boming, and Tang Hongbo will fly to the Tianhe core module from Jiuquan Launch Center. This is the first manned mission in the construction of China's new space station. The project is expected to be completed by the end of next year. The crew will stay in space for 3 months and conduct a range of tasks. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called on the Shanghai Cooperation Organization members to make a joint effort to contribute to world peace and development. He highlighted the important role played by the SCO in developing and uniting member states as it marked its 20th anniversary on Tuesday.
As a founding member of the SCO, China has always taken the SCO as a diplomatic priority. In recent years, President Xi Jinping, together with leaders of the other SCO member states, has drawn up a blueprint for the SCO's development, putting forward major initiatives that will benefit the people of all countries, adding new meaning to the Shanghai spirit, and charting the course for the health and steady development of the SCO.
The Chinese foreign minister also called on the member states to promote trade and to unleash new drivers of win-win cooperation in areas such as the digital economy and data security. Beijing has expressed strong opposition to a statement on China-related issues after a leaders' summit between the United States and the European Union. The Chinese mission to the EU said the statement's full of Cold War mentality and bloc politics and is detrimental to international and regional peace and stability. China's reaffirmed its pursuit of peaceful development while safeguarding its sovereignty, security, and development interests. Beijing has lashed out at NATO for accusing China of posing a systemic challenge, saying that it's NATO and not China that threatens world peace and stability. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian has refuted a G7 communique criticizing China over a number of issues ranging from Taiwan to trade. Coronavirus deaths in the United States have reached 600,000. California has reported the most deaths in the country, followed by New York and Texas. The United States remains the nation worst hit by the pandemic, accounting for nearly 20% of the global cases and over 15% of global deaths. The data from Johns Hopkins University also shows U.S. COVID-19 deaths increased at a slower pace from 500,000 to 600,000 over the past 4 months. China secured a spot in the final round of World Cup Asian qualifiers after beating Syria 3-1 with goals from Zheng Xijie, Wu Lei, and Zheng Yuning. Syria had qualified as Group A leaders, and a draw would have earned China's progression.